We'd like to thank Jesus for everything that's been said and done. We thank him for being the King of Glory, for being the Lord strong and mighty, for being the Lord mighty in battle. We're going to have Pastor come up, and she's going to speak this afternoon. Before she comes up and speak, I just added a few words to say to the ones that listened to the sound of my voice. It's not about you. It's not about you. That's the message I wanted to say quickly before Pastor come up. It's not about you. You may ask, what are you talking about? It's not about you. Because this is what men and women of God, calling themselves men of God, that's what they're doing. They're acting like it's about them. But it's not about them. It's about doing the will and purpose of Christ. Jesus has called us to do his will and his purpose. Not your will, not your purpose. There is a purpose in the Bible. The Bible was written for the men and women of God to follow the principles of Christ. That's what it was written for. The blueprint is there. It's there. Read it. Apply it to your life. Stop doing your own thing. Stop taking chunks of the Bible and just applying it this and that when it's for your own convenience. Eat the whole loaf. It's not about you in regards to compelling men and women to come into Christ. You don't pick and choose when you talk to somebody and when you don't talk to somebody. You don't pick and choose when to use your gift and talents, when not to use your gift and talents. You don't pick and choose. The Spirit of God is in you. If it's in you, speak the word. Do his will. Do his purpose. Then don't pick and choose what you want, when you want to do it and when you don't want to do it. It's not about you. It's about doing the will and purpose of Christ. He has called us for a purpose and a reason. Let's do his work. Let's do his will. Stop trying to act like you are in charge. You are not in charge of anything. Last time I looked at it, you created nothing. Jesus, God created his son Jesus. And he created all things. And we're supposed to be following the principles of Christ. If we're following the principles of Christ, why are you showing sometime in love? That should be a song, sometime in love. Because that's what you're doing out there. You're showing sometime in love. Sometimes you love this person, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you feel like it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you feel like loving, sometimes you don't feel like loving. Come on, you don't pick and choose whether to love or love. The Bible says love. 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 He says it so many times in the New Testament. It's a commandment to love. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love, 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 love. Don't pick and choose when you love, because it's not about you. Because Jesus loved. No matter what, he loved. He knew it was not about him. And he said he paid the supreme sacrifice by dying on the cross for the remission of our sins. That way we don't have to be, it's about us. It's not about us no more. It's a daily walk with Christ, daily dying to the flesh. Stop letting your flesh get puffed up. And that's what you're doing. That's why it's about you, because you let your flesh be the God, not the Spirit. I am the God of the flesh. And I choose what to do when I want to do it and all this. And I don't want to do it. You come up with all these reasons, illustrations why you go into your little political spews, and this is just foolish. It's not about you. It's about Christ. And Christ dwelling in you, doing his will and doing his purpose. We're going to have Pastor come forth with the word. Remind me, it's not about you.
Amen. Thank the Lord for his word that has come forth. And we're going to get right into the word. I thought that prophet was actually, I think he was holding it back a little bit. Amen. Because he had some words that was coming forth. And I thought that he was going to just go on with it. But anyhow, we're going to bless the name of Jesus this morning. I'm going to be in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And we're going to start with the first verse. And while they're finding their words, we're going to go ahead and just read this scripture real quick. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. You guys heard these words before, but you know, the Lord has always got something. There's so much revelation in this. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh. And to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, time to get and a time to lose, time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, time to keep silence and a time to speak, time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. I'm going to stop right there, because as the prophet may mention earlier, there's so much that's going on, wrestling not with flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, and their ultimate goal right now, and it has always been to annihilate the saints of God, and they're trying day in and day out to weary the saints of God. I want you to do this, this, and that, so that you're not having the strength to fight the good fight. But I'm here to encourage you, to let you know that as we transition in these times and seasons, as you see the leaves start falling from the trees, we know that nothing is natural, but everything is spiritual, and everything has been purposed by the Lord and His design. But it's time to move by His Spirit, says the Lord. It's time to do what thus saith the Lord. When we're sitting out here looking at all what the enemy is doing, it's time to look to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh from the Lord. And it's time to get back to our first love and to recognize that the power of the battle does not belong to us, but the battle belongs to Jesus Christ. It is a time for us just to sit here and recognize who the Lord is to us and to allow Him to use His Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in the paths of all truth. So while we sit here and look at the transition and seasons and we look at things in the natural sense, understand that the Lord is not slack with His coming, but that all come to the knowledge of the truth of Him and to repent of their sins and to turn from their wicked ways, because surely this word is true and will not return void. So if you have anything to talk about today, it's just a time to overcome. We've been doing a lot of revelations and in the revelation, at the end of every chapter, the Lord says, but you must overcome, because to whom overcome, they shall be saved. Those who endure to the end shall be saved. The overcomers shall see God. And that's the thing that we're fighting against, because the enemy knows that we have a spirit in us who is able to overcome and has already won the victory. But it's time. loving me. Enough to correct me so that I'm right on the day of visitation. A time to rend and a time to sow. The Lord says he do the separation. I hear people at talking about, I gotta separate myself from this person. I gotta separate myself from that person. The Lord does the separation. There's a reason why these people are in your life. There's a reason why certain people surround themselves around you. Either you got something that they need, or the Lord has something that he needs to show you so that he can get the glory in the situation. We don't do the separation. So when we're talking about tearing apart, most of the tearing seems like it comes from the enemy now. He's trying to tear. Gideon asked the question, oh Lord Jesus, if you're with me, can you do this? Can you do that? But even on this day, the Lord says, even as the days of Jonah, you can see what's going on. And what he said is pray. He went down into the depths and he prayed, and he prayed. It's a time to pray and seek the Lord for understanding of what his will is. And to stand on your most holy faith. Having done all to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. And we're going to come in and wrap this up. We thank you so much for tuning in with us this afternoon. We're going to have our prophet close us out.
We thank you, Pastor, for being obedient to the Lord today. In regards to the word, it's time. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, is a beautiful illustration of the times and seasons of life, what different things we go through and we overcome. But I'm not going to go behind there. And it's everybody that is a believer knows a sense of urgency. The spirit, the time and the season in regards to, it's time to allow the spirit to allow you to overcome the enemy. But we know the sense of urgency, and we know the times and the season. We're in the end times, in the last days. The Bible spoke about these days. And it's time to use the gift of talents that Jesus has given you for this time and this season. And both of us, we don't speak before we actually go forth to do the broadcast. But the Lord has to say the same thing. We got to go forth. We got to allow His Spirit to reign in our lives. But we're going to close out. Thank you for listening, and God bless.